talked about this briefly yesterday of Frostbite, which is a really great event, also a fundraising event, with Raw Almond taking place on February 5th. And on the phone right now, we have the director of Memetic, or Meme, which is helping put on this event for Frostbite, Nathan Zahn. Nathan, how are you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
Amazing. So let's talk about Frostbite with Raw Almond. Tell us a little bit about what that is, as opposed to just the regular Deer and Almond, Raw Almond. This is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, you know, sort of the quick background is we have a bit of a relationship with Mandel and Joe Kalturnik from Raw, and we came to them a couple months ago and said, hey, maybe we could do a special event with you guys. And they said they had a couple of free days and that they could maybe rent us the space. And then we realized, let's attach it to a great cause, which could sort of help us promote it, make it work for the first year. And I'm also running something called Science First. It's a group that promotes science and environmental issues. And so we're doing this World Water Day conference at the Manitoba Museum on March 22nd. And we just connected the two. We thought, let's throw this great event for a great cause. Kind of cool to kind of combine like art and music culture with science and education. So we're really excited about it.
And how are we turning this into the dance club feel? Because that's the big thing that I'm really interested in.
Totally. So got six really fantastic DJs from Winnipeg who are all super professional, playing a bit more of the underground electronic music, but like really fun party tech house.
Aren't you one of the DJs?
Indeed, I am. Yeah, I've been DJing for a long time. So I'm looking forward to playing. Joe Silva is an amazing house DJ, several others, including my wife, Kelly Zan, who's recently got into playing, and she's great. But yeah, it's going to be, the first couple of hours will be some more down-tempo, chill stuff, come have a drink, have a bite to eat, and then it'll be straight up, yeah, dance music. So it's going to be a little party in Raw on the river, yeah.
How did you get Patent 5 Distillery to be part of this as well?
You know, as you can imagine, they are quick to say yes. They love the spot, they know the scene, they're helping us run the bar, so it's a bit of a sponsorship, which is cool, right? So yeah, we've had a lot of yeses along the way. You know, whoever we've asked, people have been really supportive. It's just a really great combination of different groups and companies in Winnipeg doing this little project.
Have you ever seen anything like this? Because all I imagine is dancing on a frozen river, which I feel seems impossible, but we're making it work.
You know what? Of course, yeah. I mean, I went to Raw years ago to eat, and of course, it's warm enough. And I'll be curious, yeah, to see how we set up the actual dance area. There is ice, and they do have some mats and stuff. You know, we'll make it work. But yeah, this is definitely, I think, a one-of-a-kind, first-of-its-kind event. And I'll just mention briefly, you know, we put it together fairly quickly. If it goes well, I would love to wake up after the event and start planning for 2024. And without getting too ambitious, we might even do the event in Raw and have like a geodesic dome and have it like a second room. So almost make it a two-venue little spot on the river.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, you know, why not, right? You heard it here. But something to work towards, for sure.
Yeah, right? for sure. And I mean, there is a big electronic music crowd that I feel like there is enough of a community that is going to be really interested in this, I hope.
You know what, there is. And it's a combination of people that want to come and check out this cool, like, temporary artistic nightclub on the river, and those that also realize it's for a great cause. So it's kind of, it hits two different scenes, right?
Sunday, February 5th, tickets are still available. Where can people get tickets?
Yes, so it's memetic.ca. That's memetic.ca, and they're $99 in advance, and you can grab them online.
And again, this is in support of World Water Day, the public forum and reception at the Manitoba Museum, March 22nd. Are there tickets still available for that, or is that kind of like a closed event?
Yes, you can actually get tickets for that too. You can just register and get more information by emailing info@sciencefirst.ca. And March 22nd, it's going to be a presentation and a reception in the Science Gallery.
Nathan, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm really excited to see this because I hope you're playing something Daft Punk, because that's one of my favorite electronic bands.
Exactly. That's a good guess in that realm for sure. Maybe some remixes of Daft Punk, but yeah.
Awesome, Nathan. You take care.
Ciao.